Let's say Little Miss Sunshine is Seven Samurai. That was kind of my absurd proposition to someone who said they didn't like Little Miss Sunshine. They thought it was light and bubblegummy and manipulative. So I said, after coming out of a 35mm screening of it, it's Seven Samurai. Seven Samurai is an economical film, even though it's over 3 hours long. It's economical in its structure. It takes each character, gives them about 3 scenes each to develop a whole character arc around them, and is critical of the mystique and surface level Japanese samurai code and tradition, and gets more to the root of those issues. And in the end, the one samurai who's not actually a legitimate samurai turns out to be the most suitable to stand up and represent what being a samurai is. Little Miss Sunshine is an economical story about a whole family, each having a few scenes each to develop a whole character arc, and is critical of the bubblegum aesthetic of America. And one of the last scenes is the little girl in the film competing in a Miss America type pageant and doing a stripping routine to really strip away that surface level aesthetic and show what actually a Miss America contest is. It's weird, is what it is. So they're very similar films, because I guess Seven Samurai is a perfect film to look at for structure and story. And Little Miss Sunshine, I think, is also a well-crafted story and structure and critiques American culture, just like Seven Samurai critiques Japanese culture. And you could say they're both quite light films. Seven Samurai is a popcorn film. It's not Harakuri. It's Seven Samurai. It's an action film, essentially. Anyway, weird comparison. Thanks for listening.